So this is what, I don't want to say take two, but it is take two. Because I fucked it up. Two. My bad.
We just did an hour fucking podcast. And this nigga deleted the entire thing.
It was an hour.
Thank you, Maurice.
Don't let him lie to you guys. When I ain't never did nothing for a whole hour that I had to take back. Feel what I'm going with that?
We had a whole bunch of knee slappers, and this nigga just deleted everything.
All right.
This podcast is about to be dry as fuck.
Anyways.
We don't got no more jokes.
I'm your host. excuse me. host. right here, Reese. And to my right, because I'm going to skip you. To my right, I have my co-host,
Taliban in the house.
Right. Literally in the house. This is what his podcast is. And to my left, we have
Dark Master.
He's in here. And that was the shortest intro I've ever heard from him. He had a way longer intro. All right, anyways.
Because I don't forgot.
That's sad. All right. So this is the We Need to Speak podcast. Today we'll be speaking about what? Jobs, because niggas hate jobs. Why I keep saying it? Niggas don't hate jobs. When I say niggas, I'm talking about everybody on the planet. Like, we have to understand that everybody is niggas at this point. So I'm not saying niggas hate to have jobs, but like, when I say that, people hate to have jobs. Don't make it a Afro-Americans thing. Don't be racist. Anyways, we're talking about jobs because I don't think anybody properly talks about jobs. Just shoot out a bunch of facts. Taliban. Because I'm gonna just knock that out of the water right now before you even get a chance.
It's coming.
when we talk about work, we're going to give y'all some statistics, some facts about it to give you kind of background information on what's going on and why we're speaking on it. And also to just be a little informative, because I believe on the last podcast we weren't too informative, especially because I left my notes. But it's all good. People make mistakes, even if y'all don't forgive me. All right, so Tyler, man, we're going to kick it off with you. Give us a few facts about today's unemployment rate.
Okay, so this information is coming from Bloomberg. Unemployment rate among Black Americans fell to 6.6% in April, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The record only goes back to 1972. It's still high compared to other major racial ethnic groups, 4.8% Hispanics, 3.6% for whites, and 2.7% for Asian Americans. And they don't count the people that who have looked for a job in the last 4 weeks is counted as unemployed. So, and the gap between whites and blacks is still large, and that record only goes back to 1994. So, still a big gap between us and whites.
Uh-huh. Okay, so we don't have conflicting information, as I paid attention to you this time. Okay, so there's 6.8 million people now just out in the U.S. without jobs. 1.4 million of those people are long-term unemployment. To qualify for long-term unemployment, that means you've been unemployed for like 7 weeks. So there's people out there starving, not eating right now, that ain't eating off of their job. But do you think that is a bad thing or that's a good thing? We're going to explore that conversation. Like, is it bad to people not working, or is that really actually a good thing because jobs fucking suck? Do you have anything to add, Trap?
Nah, listen. Jobs really do suck. I mean, honestly. In some senses. I mean, listen. I do have a lot to say, but I really want y'all to like get the facts out, because this topic hits home for me. It's really sad, you know, but I really want y'all to get the facts out first, and then we can come to my mess.
All right. Well, so yeah, we'll get back to your grievances about work, we'll say. All right, but look, check this out. Like, what I wanted to is I want to explore, like, that when people work, is it actually contributing to their stress, or is it helping the situation? Like, a lot of times working for a job, I think it's like it all depends on your balance of home and work and how much you actually make. I don't think it's so much like the people hate the work and shit. Now, we say that shit because we creative. Like, I don't want to be doing anything else but like writing songs and doing photography. I don't want to do anything else. So whatever the job is, I fucking hate. I found it out because I went to school for like seven different things, like architectural engineering, all that shit. And I always would get bored no matter how good my grades were and the shit. I just like drop out of college. So it's like, that's from my perspective. But what I want to try to get do is open some dialogue about work. Like, should you be happy with your job? Like, is that something you should be doing for fun? Or it should it be something that you actually hate because it's something you have to do?
Let me elaborate on that. Back in 2002, at the time I was graduating high school, didn't know what I wanted to do, but no, I wasn't ready for school. And so I caught myself making a decision because I got two sisters. I didn't want to see my sisters having me sit around the house. So I decided, let's go into the military. And everything pretty much worked out correctly to where I got in, and I served 3 years in the Army. But the only thing about that is, like most people, they'll get tired of their job and walk away. In the military, you cannot walk away or you mess up your life. So, therefore, I had to sit there and take them whole 3 years. And when I got out, my mindset changed to where, you know, I'm a disabled vet now. And even before I got to 100%, I was at 80. And when I was at 80%, I was making like $1,600 every month. And this is for the rest of my life. Like, so, you know, when I was a custodian for CMS. So, when I was a custodian for CMS, the principal kept, you know, messing with me, telling me I need to clean the bathrooms. But I make more than you do. You go clean the motherfucking bathrooms. You put toilet tissue back in there. Right. You see how that shit feel.
Right.
But that's just the mindset because, look, I got backup. And I'm making more than you, more than likely, with two checks or three checks because I'm going to school. So anything I do, I was getting money. And so, you know what I'm saying, like, I couldn't deal with it no more. So after a while, I just was like, you know what? Forget all these bosses and everything like that. I can be my own boss. I can do my own thing. And ever since then, I came up and was successful in everything that I put my mind to. So that's my feeling about people not looking for jobs and not wanting to work. They got to put their mind to it. If they put their mind to it, I think they'll be successful.
So I'm going to come to you next, Trap. But I want to ask him some questions. So you can say that you had the financial stability that you needed and you weren't stressed out about money, and at the same time, you're pretty happy with your home life. It was just all about the work that you just were upset with,
The stress at work is what stressed me out, you know, and like everything else was okay. Like I could do the job. The job wasn't stressful. You know what I'm saying? And we talking about cleaning up behind like probably 500, 600, 700 kids. That wasn't the stressful part. It's the adults that was stressful. It was the adults that was getting on your nerve. The people who want to be bosses was the ones getting on your nerve. So, you know what I'm saying? It's like, well, let me do my job. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't get paid 2 and 3, 4 times to go put paper towel in the bathroom. I get paid once to put paper towel in that bathroom. So if the kids want to go in there and they want to get all the paper towel out and put it on the floor, guess what? They did. Because I'm not going back in there.
I'm sensing a lot of emotion.
Yeah, I got a lot of stress.
You got pretty emotional.
Yeah.
All right. So it is a stressful time. I can tell. Look at me sweating. So by, all right. So from what I can gather from what you're saying is, it's like, it just wasn't worth it. You know, it didn't give you any meaning to your life. It didn't really benefit you at all, other than the fact that you knew you were doing something, I guess, productive.
Yeah.
And but the hard part was just dealing with the people in general, on top of a degrading, you know, job nonetheless that you were doing because it was necessary. You were a custodian because it was necessary. But you knew it was already degrading, but that wasn't a concern of yours. It was just that you knew it was necessary, so you just did it. But the people made that degradance kind of be amplified by the way that they were acting towards you. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. All right. So, like, when you have to deal with them bosses, the bosses are the most aggravating people because they gonna give you the job that they don't want to do. Even if it's not your job. Like, the first school that the first elementary school I worked at, I had got kicked out because the principal told me wash some dishes. Mm-hmm. I'm a custodian. I don't wash no dishes. I don't wash dishes at home. I'm gonna wash dishes at a school. Teacher's dishes. They grown.
All right, Tyler, man, simmer down. Yeah. Simmer down. It's okay. I'm here for you. We're going to make it through it. Yeah. All right, everybody, that was Taliban. He might clean up shit, but he ain't taking no shit. All right, let's move on to Trav over here.
Well, I agree with a lot of things that he said, especially, you know, the people, the bosses have the power to make the job somewhat worth it, because I've had I counted yesterday, I've had 10 jobs this year, and what I realize is that, you know, out of all of these jobs, a lot of these managers don't deserve to be managers, and a lot of these bosses don't deserve to be bosses, because first of all, you don't get paid enough anymore. Like, every job now is like, what, $9 an hour?
That's a fact.
$10 an hour.
Can't buy you shit.
You can't do shit with that at all. You can't really even pay rent nowadays because of this damn housing crisis and shit.
That's a fact.
So, you know, why not at least try to make the job somewhat fun instead? Like, because he just said, you know, the principal was like, yeah, go clean those dishes. And he's not supposed to clean the dishes. Maybe if the principal would have said it a different way, like, hey, I know this isn't in your job description, but we kind of need help. Can you please just go wash the dishes and blah, 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 such and such. Maybe he would have, you know, nah, he's shaking his head like, fuck that. I'm not doing it. Well, you know, some everybody's different, you know, like, you know, every employee is different. But I'm a creative person, and I'm an artist and whatnot, and by default, I hate every job that I don't want to do. Like, if it's a job that consists of anything that doesn't have to do with art, I don't want to do the shit, period. With that being said, when I start to realize during that job that I don't want to be there, I'm going to walk the fuck out. Artists do not do 2 weeks notices. So I think every employer should know that, you know, like, they need to really, like, find out if their employee is going to be an artist, because then they're gonna realize that, oh no, we can't hire them because they don't do 2 week notices. I know if I was an employer, I'm not hiring no artists. Fuck that. Nope. I've walked out of all of these jobs. I have not given out 1 2 weeks notice. I've lied on my resume millions of times. I lied about having a bachelor's degree. I got a job at the bank.
Yeah.
And I walked the fuck out. These jobs, not enough money, punk-ass managers.
Exactly.
And then, on top of that, the coworkers can be some assholes. You know, it's like, I can deal with customers. I was always able to deal with, like, aggravated people. Very well. Like, I don't really let people's emotions and how they feel about something or them cussing me out bother me, because that's just the type of person I am. I take everything as really a joke. But me having to get up in the morning and having to drive to a job and then having to not only deal with shitty customers, shitty managers, shitty coworkers, it just doesn't seem worth it, because I'm only making $8.25 an hour. It's just not worth it. It's just not worth it. And yeah, I walk the fuck out every time.
I feel you on that. I just want to add one thing. Earlier in that conversation, you said artists don't give 2 weeks notice. And I just want to correct you and say, niggas don't give 2 weeks notice. Just in case you niggas didn't know what he meant by saying, he replaced niggas with artists, but I'm here to tell the truth that niggas don't give 2 weeks notice. That's a real nigga over there. Taliban, you got anything to add right now?
The key word that I think we're both saying is the managers are the most difficult people when they want you to do something they don't want to do.
That's a fact. So basically what I can gather from both of them is that the job is only as good as a person who hires you because it's a job. You know, you already know that depending on what you apply for, that this job is not going to truly serve your value. I mean, getting paid, let's get this, this is like something I really want to stress. Getting paid by the hour is already undercutting your self-worth. How much does an hour cost? You feel what I'm saying? Really, how much does an hour of yours cost? Does that shit really cost $7 an hour? Does that shit really cost $15 an hour? As a matter of fact, does that shit even cost $1,000 an hour? How much do you value your time? I'm gonna give you a second to talk, Tyler, man. I see you licking your lips and shit, ready to speak. Yo, like, how much? Like, how much did that shit really cost? And so, already when you walk into this place, you already feel demeaned and, you know, unappreciated from the jump because you're working by the hour for a wage when that time is priceless. What could you do in an hour? And I think if we come at that, if we start approaching life and our dreams at and with that mind state, like how much does an hour cost? Then we would treat our lives with more value and treat our dreams and the things we really want to do with more urgency. Like put it before getting a job. Put it before going to school. Put it before taking some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Put it first. So I want to move on to the second part of this discussion. I probably shouldn't keep count because I'm not going to be able to. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I've been drinking a little bit. There's no way in the world I'm going to be able to keep count with what discussion we on. We might be on the fourth right after this shit, and I don't even know what happened. But anyways, for the second portion of this, I want to talk about that exactly. How do you manage your time, and how much is an hour worth to you? Because I know you're a photographer. I know you are, Taliban, a businessman.
Exactly.
You love making deals. So let's establish some dialogue about your hourly worth. So what's up?
You first. He started with him last.
An hour of my time. In an hour, I can get, I'm a photographer and I'm a director. I shoot music videos mainly for people. But other than that, I do other artistic things that I'm not going to name. But in an hour, I can get a music video done, edit some pictures, write out a business plan. I can do a whole lot of stuff in an hour. But it's always conflicted because I need money. And when the demand for whatever it is that I do isn't there and I'm kind of low on income, guess what I got to do? I got to go find a fucking job. Then I find a job and my business start to pick back up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's when everybody want to start calling you. Once you get once you find a job, and then God forbid it's a fucking full-time job. Like, that's when everybody wants, you know, what you got. Like, everybody's hitting you up for prices and everything. So in an hour, I could get a lot of stuff done in an hour. In an hour of my time is worth fucking shit so damn much.
I would say your answer, from what I can gather, is you don't know how much an hour costs with you, but it's better to be able to make that price yourself than it is for somebody else to make that price up for you.
Yeah, right.
100%.
Right. I just want to work on my own terms, and I think that's what every artist wants to do. They just want to be able to do shit on their own terms because you want to express yourself. How the fuck am I going to express myself at a fucking call center?
Right.
When I got to fucking recite a script to some bitch-ass customer on the damn phone because they can't do their GPS right. Get the fuck out of here. Like, no.
All right, simmer down. We got to calm these guys down. They're very passionate about these fucking jobs that they ain't. All right, so we'll be moving on to Taliban now.
So basically, I think it depends more on what type of job it is. And like he said, you know, you want to make up your own price. Like when they be like, well, you know, I see you put down $11.50 on here, but we can only give you $9.50. Now, like, yo, that ain't the same thing. Like, it ain't. Yeah, so don't be trying to down talk me, because I mean, that's not what my time is worth, you know. And like I said, it all depends on the job. If I'm getting popped by grease cooking some chicken,
that's
double for real. I didn't even. That's the thing. He said, "I would." He said, "I'll sell 11.50 a week."
Yo,
that's not even what I want to say.
No, I didn't even put down the fucking, bro. I didn't even put down how much I want to get paid.
We can't let this go. I know you're mad, bro, but we can't let this go. Listen to the black man's hazard at work.
Yo, the
black man's hazard at work is crazy. My nigga said, chicken grease popping you all on your arms and shit.
Yo,
that's the black man's hazard.
Yeah, I done seen it.
Oh, my God.
So
there's no white guys at home telling his wife, you know what? I'm quitting. All this chicken grease popping up on my arms and shit. Exactly. There's no white guy at home saying that.
I'm telling
100%.
You, there is. Yes, there is. Probably. I've worked so many places.
No.
And
that white guy is not complaining about the grease. That nigga's complaining about what time you got to be at work.
Yeah.
You got to be getting up at 7.
Listen.
To get there at 10 makes no sense.
Hey, all my niggas out there that's listening, if y'all know me from Being Vegan Cuisine, y'all know who I'm talking about. Y'all know Harris Teeter. Uh-oh. Y'all know.
Here you go.
Y'all know how these niggas. Right, y'all know how these niggas get down. Y'all know exactly how these niggas get down. Y'all
know. Capital T. No more T trap. No more T. We can't take it. We can't take the T. It's enough for today. So, in short.
So in short, you know what I'm saying? Like, it should be, because in the Army, we got hazardous duty pay, separation pay. Like, all of that should be included. If you're working more than 10 hours, you should get separation pay from your family.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you're getting scars on your skin, yeah, that's hazardous duty pay right there. You know what I'm saying?
Don't worry, bro. We won't make you work anywhere where they have like grills
with
grease in
them
anymore.
No, that's why I don't work.
All right.
Because boo. All
right. Simmer down. I know. Niggas get to chill at home all day. Shout out to you. Anyways, so in short, basically I think what the two gentlemen were getting across is that, you know, it's basically bullshit what they do in terms of how they treat their employees and the incentive they have for actually doing the work that they tell you to do. And when you somewhat self-aware, that means you have some type of self-worth. So everything that this don't get me wrong, we lazy, but we ain't lazy. So this is not griping because niggas just don't want to work in general, but because we know that we're being undervalued. When you're self-aware, you can feel every slight to your manhood or your pride or your spirit or your worth, whatever you want to call it. You can feel every little slight. So especially when you're creative, because you're super self-aware. That's what makes you creative.
I want to add to that. Like, I feel like, you know, when you get to a certain point in your life where, listen, just because I've had 10 jobs in 1 year doesn't mean I haven't had a steady job before.
That's still funny.
I've had a steady job before in my life. But, you know, like, working for 3 years, 4 years for a company, and still you're not seeing any progress or anything. It's annoying, especially when you are an artist, you know what I'm saying? And it's like you start to feel, like you said, mm-hmm. undervalued,
yep.
you know? And so that's why, like, I went through that phase this year where I was just like, oh, I'm going to get a job here. Don't like it. I'm out. Like, that's it. You know what I'm saying? Because I felt like I saved up enough from the other shitty job that I had for fucking 3 years that I could, you know, manage to, you know, fuck around for a whole year, you know, until I... you know, got my shit together. But that's artist talk. We do that shit anyways. Y'all know what the fuck it is. Y'all know what time it is. Like, who the fuck out here keeping a damn job? Fuck that shit. Fuck all of that.
Yo, they killed my nigga Biggie.
Do not let someone who's doing anything in performance arts touch his fucking microphone. It's not gonna end well. But on a side note, from a less serious note, I just want to say, Tyler, man, I've been watching you. And you've liked a total of 100 pictures within 30 seconds, bro. Put that fucking phone. Slow down. If you like one more picture, they are going to kick you off of Instagram. They are going to disable the like button because you are going fucking crazy right now. But back to jobs, because that's a job in itself, trying to get this man to stop liking shit. There's ways for all those creative people or people who are not creative. They just, you know, try to – okay, so you're in a position, right? You got to take care of your family. You got to take care of yourself. Right now, the job that you have is the only job that you have. So you're going to have to find ways to cope with the stress. You're going to have to find ways to cope with the disrespect. You're going to have to find ways to basically come home and still not beat your children and your wife or your husband and your children, however you getting down. You got to find ways to not do that.
We do not condone domestic violence.
No domestic violence. That is the last thing you need to do if you're going to put that away. I'm not even gonna tell you what my man's doing right now. But anyways, you gotta find ways to not beat the people you love, right? No drinking, no smoking. That's not the answer, because it's just momentary solutions for a very long term problem. All right, so the first thing you wanna do, you don't get the mic right now because the shit you into is just not podcast friendly.
Nah,
so
all right,
well, after me.
Okay,
after me, because I don't have time for your shit right now. So anyways, the first thing you wanna do is when you get home, you want to unplug. In today's world, if you have to be using your phone at work or a phone at work, some type of digital device, to where you're going to be plugged into a network, unless you're a construction worker, because them niggas just get worked to death, and they ain't giving them shit, unless you're the foreman. All right, so let's move forward. You have to divide your time up and find meaning in your hours when you get off of work. You have to really, like, don't come home, just sit on the couch and give your time to TV, because you're going to feel unfulfilled at the end of the day. You're going to feel unaccomplished. So you're going to take an hour to devote yourself to, you know, mental health. Maybe taking some time out, taking a walk. Maybe just sitting there in one spot, meditating. Whatever it is, just take an hour. Or whatever time you got. Then you want to take another hour, you know, maybe dedicated to physical health. You know, working out, you know, getting outdoors and running around, playing some basketball or something. And then you want to take another hour and devote it to your family. You know, tell them how much you love them. Maybe cook a meal. Maybe watch your kids, you know what I'm saying? Maybe get some hour love time with your with Bae. You know what I'm saying? If she into that, because Bae be tripping sometimes. Both Bays. But I'm just speaking to the she Bae, because, you know, eBay, we Bae. Anyways, so, and if you are just beyond, you know, meditation, physical working out, talking to your spouse, maybe you need to get some professional help to help cope with your stress. There's nothing wrong with going to a psychiatrist, talking to a counselor. Like, don't any of us do that shit anyway, which I'm going to talk about in our other podcast about mental health. But it is okay to, like, seek help. And make sure you can find somebody that you can trust with your secrets. If you can't afford a counselor, just, you know, go to a family member or a close friend and say, listen, I just need you to talk. I just need to talk to you. I don't need you to say nothing. I don't need you to fix anything. I just need you to listen, because you have to get this, you know, out of you. However you feeling, it has to come out. If it doesn't, then you're going to be Joe Jackson or any other. You are really crazy right now, bro. You're right. All right, my bad. I'm going to give it back to you. I'm going to give it back, but this is crazy right now. Anyways, you just need to get that out of you. So, Taliban, what do you have to say?
What I have to say goes a lot in the line of what you were talking about. basically, whenever your significant other come home, if you're the person not working or if you are the person working, just remember. I mean, yes, you have a long day at home cooking and cleaning and doing what you're doing for the kids. But when he comes home, don't nag him, because 9 out of 10, he's probably already been nagged at work. So when he comes home, give him 10, 15 minutes just to get his mind together. Let him meditate a little bit, you know. Now, when he get on the game, it is what it is.
Thank you for that, Taliban. Yeah. That was great, man. I've never seen a man double tap that many naked pictures and come on the goddamn mic like nothing happened in my life. Have you ever seen some shit like that happen, bro?
That's a
that is a goddamn. That's crazy.
recognition.
Yeah. I tell you what, his finger probably got gonorrhea at the end of that.
Nah, I'm gonna be too many the nigga damn. Yeah, I just discovered a new sport, so yeah, I expect to get some type of reparations for that shit. But yes, I agree with everything that these gentlemen said. You know, listen. They're absolutely right. Don't turn to drugs. Don't turn to cocaine. Don't turn to crack. Don't turn to heroin. Don't turn to alcoholism. You know, don't turn to those because, you know, I know it's hard. It sucks. You know, I mean, listen, the way you apply was trash. Like, these damn applications. Mm-hmm. Like, bitch, you gotta fuck. How the fuck do you tell me to upload my resume? But then you turn right around on the next damn page and tell me, please, fill out your employment history. Bitch, bye. Like, at that point, I'm not even going to do it. And then I'm going to call you and be like, hey, I got an interview today. My name should be on there. What you mean?
I'm daring.
What you mean it's not on there? No, I called up there. Yeah, I already applied. Oh, it's not in here.
There's only one problem with you trying to do what I used to do.
So next week?
Darren is definitely a black name. They know they didn't put you on that goddamn interview list. That's first off. All right. Anyways, because I just want to get serious now because this is the closing out.
Okay.
All right, so we're closing this. We're not going to talk about work anymore. The reason why I'm saying this so adamantly because when we get off this mic, I guarantee you, niggas still gonna be talking about work instead of enjoying the rest of their time. But we know work is stressful. We know work is hard. We know work is something you don't want to do. But if you have a passion, if you have a dream, if you have a hobby, if you have a family, let work give you meaning in those areas versus trying to find meaning out of your work. If you can find the strength to do what you love to do, what you are better at doing, what you're happy doing, if you can find the strength, because it takes a lot of strength. We talk a big game, but doesn't mean we walk a big game. If you find the strength to do it, kudos to you, and go 100% for it with it, and don't let nobody tell you you can't do what you want to do. You are your only obstacle.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you spend 4 years in college and you want to be a doctor, business person, all that is understandable. Do not, after college, stay in your job at Chick-fil-A, McDonald's, any of that with a bachelor's degree, and you want to be doing something else.
Put this shit to work.
Put your degree to work. Go out and find you what you're looking for. You might have to take some losses, but in the end of the day, you'll be thankful that you went out and found what you really wanted to do.
10-4. You got anything to say, Blood?
Absolutely, I agree with that too. You know, go out there and find what you want to do. Don't be like me. You know, I don't have a bachelor's degree. Go to college. That's all I'm gonna say. Like, yo, don't be like me. Go on. That sounds so sad. Like, goddamn.
Yeah, I mean, y'all just took this shit way down.
Nah, but you
I understand.
But yeah,
I'm going back to school, so
okay.
I'm doing the process of going back to school, so therefore,
you know what I'm saying? It's like I want to do business management, and I already got my my business name. I already got you know what I want to do. My idea drawn up in my head. And if I had to put it down on paper for any white man, it'd be plain, point, and simple. So
you're going to need to take some antibiotics before you touch my mic again. I don't know what the fuck you think this shit is. Somebody need to get this nigga two of the biggest pills they can find. He touched my goddamn mic after he touched all them like them fucking pictures and liked all them pictures. All right. This has been a good time with both of my two co-hosts. We'll talk to you guys next week when we are talking about, have we decided? Mental health, we'll politics. We don't know what the fuck we're going to do, but we're going to talk about Tekashi 2. But, oh, yeah. Hold your head, Blood. We'll talk to y'all next time, man. This is We Need Speak Podcast. Thank y'all for listening. Peace.